when I was 13, I did the BBJ Horizon Youth Contest that mm-hmm. they were doing. And that was my first step into country music. Because I used to not like country music until I turned 13. And then I was like, it was this whole new world for me. And yeah, I started with Big Valley Jamboree. And as soon as like COVID happened, I just kept going with music and I kept pursuing it. And we're here.
What were the steps to get onto that stage?
It was like a lot of prep. They had you do a bunch of workshops in advance, and I was really new to it and I had a lot of anxiety at the time. So I remember my first performance for the workshop, I was like shaking. It was kind of funny, but yeah, it was, yeah.
Good. Awesome. Because you're 19 now,
yeah,
right?
19, yeah.
So that was 6 years ago.
Yeah,
sometimes I'm not good at math.
Ago.
What has changed since you very first started to now? Have you kind of grown more into your music?
I've definitely grown a lot more as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. I used to not songwrite until I turned 15.
Oh, wow.
And then I've just started songwriting, and I'm going into the songwriting minor next year for the Bachelor of Music program at McEwen.
Awesome.
So that's going to help me a lot with my writing. And I think I just emerged as a performer, just my performance. And stage presence and everything I do is just better.
Are there any artists that like you kind of, when you were first 13, why did you all of a sudden make that switch into country music? Was there a certain song that you were like, hey, this is actually good?
I started listening to Taylor Swift, and I know it's not like so like country, but stuff's country. So I would play Taylor Swift all the time, and I learned some country songs, and I can't remember the first one I learned. I'm trying to remember. Country song, and then I brought it to BBJ, and yeah, I sang the country song.
And so you're performing at a songwriter showcase kind of on June 5th.
Yeah, June 5th.
Yeah. So what can we expect from that? Do you like doing these songwriter showcases?
They're my favorite. They're my favorite shows to do. It's a lot of originals and a lot of talking about your own songs and experiences. And I'm going to be with a wonderful group of people. I have Taylor Grace. She's going to perform at Folk Fest this year. I have my friend Addison Wall. He's going to play some guitar and sing. And then Lainey Robbie, she's a emerging artist. She's, I believe, 14 or 15. Yeah, so
aww,
it's going to be really fun.
So you have a brand new song out called Not Your Friend. Can
yeah.
you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
So I wrote this song back when in March, late February, early March. And it was kind of about, I was with this friend of mine, and we were just friends, but we would do things that friends wouldn't do. And I wanted more. And like, as soon as like the morning came, like it was just like back to friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted more than that. So I wrote this song about it.
Before we get into the acoustic version of your song, what else do you have coming up for the rest of the year?
I have a couple shows coming up. I have, I'm gonna hit the studio hopefully in July to record a new song and release it hopefully August, September-ish, and then that'll be really fun. And then, yeah, I have a couple songwriter showcases. I have Tucker Tuesday, which is another songwriter showcase at Raycan Distillery on June 10th, so that'll be pretty fun as well.